This week, Google disclosed a data breach, one that potentially affected hundreds of thousands of users. It was on the company's social media platform, Google+.
This sounds familiar, but instead of announcing sweeping changes to the platform, the tech giant announced that it would simply close down Google+ by next year, which left many feeling...
mostly shocked that this was still online and up and running.
Mike Isaac, tech reporter for the New York Times. Now, if you haven't heard of Google+, you're probably not alone, but Isaac says back in 2011, when it was first launched, Google pitched it as the next Facebook, only more selective.
I have lots to share, but I don't want to share everything with everyone. What if online sharing worked more like your real-life relationships, where you choose who gets to know what?
And it was essentially something that had scared Mark Zuckerberg, even that Google is finally going to do a social network.
But the Facebook CEO didn't have to worry about that.
Pretty much no one thought it was something worth using, and everyone was already on Facebook, so why even switch over to this? And it became this thing that they kept trying to keep making Google+ happen, and it just would never happen.
We did find one person who was bummed to see it go.
So I started on Google+ the first day that it officially launched.
Amanda Blaine is a 38-year-old tech writer in Canada. She has almost 5 million Google+ followers.
So I've never had that ghost town, it was dead, nobody used it experience. It was never like that for me. So when it actually died, it has been kind of sad for those of us that actually had used it.
Well, Amanda Blaine may be in the minority. Many people took to other social media sites to pay tribute to Google+, mostly to say that they had long forgotten about it.
Here's our favorite, a 36-year-old singer named Jonathan Mann.
There's a 1, 2, 3, 4. Google+ is dead. Nobody cares.
He says he wanted to highlight what Google+ could have been, the potential of a life cut short.
It would be nice, I'll admit, to have an alternative to Facebook, but not from another great big company. Sadly, this seems like it's not meant to be.
Well, here's to you, Google+. We hardly knew you.